When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, boys. Jeez, it's been busy.
Plenty happening.
Plenty happening. Yeah. Dave, do you watch the Graham Annesley address at any stage? Do you think of turning on or...?
Yeah, look, in short, no.
No, okay. That's all right. That's
short,
fine.
No. Well, no is a two-letter word. That's pretty short.
Great respect for Graham. I just prefer to pick up the phone. I just don't have the, and that's probably the that's probably I do have the ability to do that and have a chat to Graham about different issues and descriptions of rules and, why something was awarded a particular way. So,
that's fair enough. Okay. Injury problems for clubs that are under pressure. Kalyn Ponga, that's devastating news for Newcastle.
Oh, it's huge. They're gone for me now, guys. I just think his influence. You talk about the most influential players for teams across the comp. I would argue Kalyn Ponga has the most influence of any on his side and what he brings to the table week in, week out. And this injury now is just, I think it's too hard for the Newcastle Knights to respond and cover. Remembering last time that, Kalyn was not playing at fullback, either playing at 5'8" or out injured, Lockie Miller would jump in and play fullback and try and cover that role. They probably don't have even a ready-made replacement at this point in time. They've got young David Armstrong in the wings. They do have high hopes for Armstrong. He's super quick. Gundawindi Jr. he is. And he's an option. Look, you could shift Dane Gagai there at a pinch, but, Dane's not getting any younger as far as being able to cover the miles in the legs that he's required for fullback. So it's a monumental blow, guys. And not to mention, too, only this time last week, guys, we were talking about Kalyn Ponga and Reece Walsh featuring in the same Queensland side. And, the Maroons move, which would be a radical move, to play Ponga off the bench. Well, that's gone as well. And so I don't know how you guys feel, but I just don't see... It will be a monumental job if the Knights can make the eight with Kalyn now gone for up to 3 months.
I think there was a search party put out for Adam O'Brien. He was in his office in the fetal position, sitting in the corner, thinking, right. Where are we going?
The only other consideration here is if Newcastle start to scour the market and look for a backup fullback that's not getting a run at his current club. That might be the option to get into a bit of a holding pattern and keep their hopes alive. If they do pick up a fullback that's already got some NRL experience, but he, as I said, isn't getting a crack at his current club. That's probably the only way out for the Knights as far as I'm concerned.
I saw David Armstrong in the pre-season challenge, I'm sure, and he does look sharp.
Yep.
He is very quick. Yep.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean you that, answer the call.
And I know he's injured at the moment, but like Melbourne have an absolute Ferrari parked in the garage. And as I said, he's had a few injury problems this year, but far longer. The young fellow who's already played test.
Yeah.
That's a piece of gold they got there. Because I'm pretty sure he would be thrown into a team like Newcastle. He'd be there. He'd be the starting fullback right now.
Yeah.
But Melbourne have this, these riches there if he was fit at the moment, would he be in the 17? Quite possibly not. But I think
loaned Harry Grant spent some time at the Tigers.
Yeah.
And that was a good play.
Yeah.
Because he was sitting behind Cameron Smith. Anyway, David, what else? What else is news?
Oh, look, you guys touched on Jamal Fogarty earlier. I just think, again, this is just such a significant blow for a football side in the Raiders. I just think Fogarty's opening month of football, 6 weeks of footy, has just been extraordinary. And playing career-best football, his kicking game has largely been the reason why the Raiders have been equally as successful as the blooding of their young, rich young talent. And this is a huge blow, 12 weeks, ruptured bicep for Fogarty. My mail is that KO Weeks, guys. KO Weeks will be the man elevated into that halves role for the Raiders. KO's come from Manly in the off-season. The Raiders have been hugely impressed with his attitude and also his form in the New South Wales Cup. And it's only for the fact that Ethan Strange and Fogarty have been doing such a tremendous job that he hasn't had a start as yet. But KO Weeks, again, for a Raiders side, that they're going to find it tough now, guys. That kicking game, as I said, has just been phenomenal by Fogarty.
I'll throw one in. While you're talking, David, I'm going back through the ranks, and Dane Laurie's getting minimal minutes. And I know he only just went back to Penrith this year, but I throw it at Brandy from the board. Dane Laurie, is there something in Newcastle they have? Because Dane Laurie, is he an integral part of your 17 or not? Dane Laurie could be a fullback for Newcastle. You know he'd be the starter. He won Player of the Year with the Tigers there a few seasons ago, or joint Player of the Year. Dane Laurie, is he worthy of a start every week in the NRL? And Newcastle could be a spot, and in exchange, Penrith get something they need. I don't know. What do Penrith need?
Pick up someone? I don't think so. No, I don't think Dane Laurie would be... he'd certainly be able to do the job at Newcastle. And although he hasn't spent great minutes on the field, he's been sitting on the bench in a couple of games and got limited game time. I don't think we'd give up Dane Laurie. Another one just thrown up here by someone on the text, Tristan Saylor to the Broncos, to the Knights from the Broncos, Tristan Saylor, who's been part of the side. I think they would need him. I don't think they're giving up Tristan Saylor.
And they've already blocked a little request to leave too. Tristan, I think, had a chance to go overseas, but no, the Broncos said, no, we're not releasing you.
Yeah. So the great hurdle for the Newcastle Knights in your point, Bossy, as far as Dane Laurie or Tristan Saylor is concerned, is that these footy clubs like Penrith, like the Broncos, the clubs with quality, and they have a backup fullback that isn't getting a run, they're there for a reason, and it is just around the corner in State of Origin time. If the Panthers do lose Dylan Edwards for the Blues, we just know that Dane Laurie is going to feature in that Panthers lineup, and he'll be used to get the Panthers through that period. So too the Broncos, Reece Walsh, Queensland Origin player, Tristan Saylor will be playing fullback. So that's going to be their issue, the Knights. They've probably got to go shopping where at a footy club that isn't going to be impacted by Origin, so the options are going to be few and far between.
So it's not good. Now, the other injuries, Sean Johnson, the Achilles, Clint Gutherson, this fluid drained off the knee, now a problem they have to nurse. Does that mean he doesn't have the capacity to play the fullback role now? I mean, that's what Parramatta fans are starting to put together, that if he can't move around as freely, do you have to put him in a position where there's perhaps not quite as much work? How serious is the problem for Clint Gutherson?
Yeah, it is serious. I mean, he's had to get it drained after that Darwin disaster, of which it was the knee, and there's just continued swelling there, and that's a rest injury, and that's taking load out of the injury, out of the knee, is required. And look, whether it gets to that, the only option there is Blaise Talangi moving to fullback for Parramatta and moving Clint to the centres. That it's an interesting discussion point, because I spoke to Parramatta after signing Zach Lomax about whether, through those conversations and the famous Brad Arthur barbecue that he had Lomax over at his house, did the lure of playing fullback for Lomax become part of the discussion? Did they say to Zach, look, so come over and we'll give you the option to play fullback next year? Now, Parramatta coaching staff are adamant that was never mentioned, not part of the lure whatsoever, and that Clint Gutherson actually had, this is a couple of weeks ago, has at least two years left in the fullback role, and their long-term plan is actually to move Blaise Talangi to fullback, not Zach Lomax. Lomax wants to play in the centres. So I think it. Look, if his injury is as serious as what we think, there is a potential of fast tracking the Talangi move to fullback and Clint to the centre. So, look, time will tell. They certainly need a 100% fit Clint Gutherson, because without him, what we saw on the weekend, it could be curtains for their season too. Really, in reality, they just need players with effort and attitude, and that's what Gutherson brings.
On the text, boys, Tex Hoy back to Newey. You heard it here first. That's Knackers at Blacksmiths. Now, Tex Hoy just got released from Hull, who had just gone like a busted over in England, but linked up with Castleford, only as recent as the last few days. He's he is signed with Castleford. But there you go. Knackers reckons he's got the mail. Yep. Tex Hoy to come back.
I reckon it's a good shout from Knackers. And I did pick up on this last week. I made a few inquiries around the NRL as far as other clubs are concerned in relation to Tex Hoy. And the only response I got back was, he's a Newey boy through and through. Don't be shocked to see him return there.
David, we've got a little bit of audio from Andrew Webster on Sean Johnson. We might listen to that and then have a chat about Sean Johnson. They take on the Titans in the first game this weekend.
It's just like very, very sore. And I'm trying to not play it down because I think he's been really brave. I think Sean's been incredibly tough and done a great job. He wants to win so bad. He's been willing to do whatever it takes. But, you know, he didn't train. He hasn't trained much at all in the last couple of weeks, and he didn't train again today.
He broke that, did he?
Does he need a week off?
Look, the way he finished the game against the Dragons, it was highly concerning. He was on one leg, guys, for the final maybe 8 minutes of that match. It's an Achilles problem, as Andrew Webster indicated. Hasn't trained. The issue is that they're getting an increasing injury toll, the Warriors. My last count, they've got about 7 players on the sidelines, including Luke Metcalf, gone long-term with a fractured leg. You can throw in Dylan Walker and Jazz Tavanga, Chanel Harris-Tavita, Bunty Afoa, Murata Neokore. They're quality NRL players of which walk into this Warriors side. And just another blow for Sean Johnson, you know, it could really start to impact the Warriors. And my only concern too, guys, is now, is Johnson's future. Are we seeing the final playing days of Sean Johnson? The Mail last week, guys, after James Fisher-Harris signed at the Warriors, the big bombshell story that it was last week, I made a call to the Warriors just to work out whether Fisher-Harris's arrival does impact the club's ability to retain Sean if he wants to go around again one more year. Now, the response straight away was that they would have salary cap room for Sean, and then it would only be Sean's decision whether he wants to go around again. As it stands, and they made the point too, guys, that Fisher-Harris, such is the significance of the signing, is that Sean just might want to be part of this arrival, this great signing. And it was very much similar to Sean wanting to play with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck this year. And so, these injuries that Sean now has, as far as the Achilles is concerned, it just starts to weed into that process of has he got another year left in him? And only time will tell.
Yeah, I would say, and we spoke about this before the game, David, on Fox League, that he doesn't look like he's ready to retire. Up until the game against the Dragons, Johnson had been playing as good as he did last year, which Nelly saw him win a Dally M. So I thought, well, this doesn't look like a player who's ready to retire. But if his body fails him, that might force the decision. Let's hope it doesn't, because in terms of how important he is, he's crucial to the Warriors, certainly this year. Crucial to them going, trying to emulate what they did last year and make the top 4.
And to finish the chat, Dave, very interesting text from Anthony. He's a strange Roosters fan, this one. He says, what about Teddy to Newcastle, James Tedesco to Newcastle? Then we could play our best football with our best fullback, Joey Manu. So in Joey we trust from Anthony. So he's going to dump off James Tedesco, the current Australian and New South Wales captain, Newcastle. That'd be a decent pickup for Adam O'Brien. Suddenly he's out of the fetal position and he's running 400s. He picks up Tedesco.
Not happening. Zero chance.
Good rugby league chat, David. Thanks for getting the show back on the straight and narrow. Brandy and I have been in some strange places today. Looking forward to breaking news on the Telegraph website today. And, of course, run home with Joel and Fletch later this afternoon, Teamless Tuesday.
David, go well.
Hey, thank you, boys. Go well.
Hey, Brandy, don't steal his thunder.
I thought I would. That's really narky. I just wanted to, you know, sort of feel what it was like to say it. Go well.